I'm Marcela Sanchez. David Jolly, a former Republican congressman and Trump critic, says he wants to become Florida's next governor. He'll be running as a Democrat. He formally announced his bid Thursday, becoming the latest party convert, hoping to gain back control of what had been the country's premier swing state. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a new order regarding international travelers from the Trump administration.
A travel ban affecting a dozen countries is set to go into effect on Monday. President Donald Trump is again banning people from countries his administration is deeming dangerous from coming to America. The travel ban is a repeat of an order of his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. This version includes Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The Republican president's first travel ban was issued in 2017 and banned travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries. After legal challenges, the order was reworked until a version was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2018. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
President Trump is also directing his administration to investigate Joe Biden's actions as president. He's alleging that Biden's aides covered up his declining mental state. Biden released a statement rejecting Trump's claims. Authorities in northern Ukraine say a Russian drone strike killed at least five people. Officials say a separate attack in eastern Ukraine injured at least 17. This comes after Trump said he had spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump said Putin pledged to retaliate for Ukraine's weakened drone attacks on Russian airfields. And Israel says it's recovered the bodies of two Israeli hostages from the Gaza Strip. It says two people, a couple in their 70s, were abducted when Hamas attacked Israel in October 2023. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a Texas abortion case where the actions of the hospital violated the law.
A federal investigation found that a Texas hospital that repeatedly sent a woman home who was bleeding and in pain without ending her non-viable, life-threatening pregnancy violated the law. It's a small victory for 36-year-old Kylie Thurman. Thurman lost part of her reproductive system. Women around the country have been denied emergency abortions for their life-threatening pregnancies after states swiftly enacted abortion restrictions in response to a 2022 ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. Guidance issued by the Biden administration in 2022 sought to preserve access to emergency abortions in extreme cases. Tuesday, the Trump administration announced it would revoke that guidance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.